The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the United States has lost its political and military power and turned into a country grappling with its biggest economic and financial problems. He was addressing a group of school and university students on the occasion of Student Day in Iran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said that the U.S. is suffering from political problems and divisions, which led to the recent shutdown of the federal government. The leader noted that Iran's current economic hardships pale in comparison with those of the U.S. administration. Ayatollah Khamenei said U.S. officials made projections some 11 years ago about having $14,000 billion in extra revenues by 2011 or 2012, and that now, in practice, they're suffering from a huge $17,000 billion deficit. Iran's leader said that this alone allows America's true economic situation and the inaccuracy of their official calculations. Ayatollah Khamenei also made the mention of deep divisions among Washington's allies, saying that the U.S. has failed to convince even its closest partners like France and Britain to back its decision on launching a strike against Syria. Well, let's cross over and speak to Paul Craig Roberts. He's a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury and joining us via Skype from Georgia. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Roberts. Now, looking at the way the American economy and political system, so to speak, has functioned over the past years, it is quite clear that America has lost a lot of its military might and political standing in the global arena. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I think the United States has overreached. It has been immoral in its foreign relations. It has attacked countries based on lies. And it has impoverished the majority of its domestic population.
So where did it go all wrong for the U.S. that it has become so weak?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's yet that weak. I think it's progressing in the direction of weakness. It still has substantial military power and can attack most anyone, except perhaps Russia and China. And the problem is that the United States is not a real country. It's a colony ruled by Israel. And so its government can't really attend to the real interest of the United States. It is distracted by the Israel lobby, and it must defend the Israeli intentions to expand their living space. And so, because the Israelis and the Israel lobby have such extraordinary influence on the United States government, as has been documented by so many experts such as Mearsheimer and Wall, who wrote the famous book, The Israel Lobby. These were very prominent American university professors at Harvard and the University of Chicago, our two most famous universities. And so the Americans really can't operate and attend to their own interests because it's conflicted by the support for Israel.
Well, so what about the U.S. standing in the international arena? We've seen the U.S. trying to weigh in with regards to Syria, also the negotiations between Iran and the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council, plus Germany. When the U.S. is not even acting in its own interests and is looking at the interests of the Zionists, as you pointed out, where does it leave U.S.'s sincerity in all this?
Well, I think the world has come to the conclusion that they cannot believe Washington. We saw with Obama, who was very confident that he could attack Syria, that he was blocked by Russia. He was blocked by the British Parliament. He was blocked by the fact that the American public and the Congress and he was blocked by America's NATO puppet states, who had no interest in another war. I think the American power ended when it became clear that they had lied about the attack on Iraq. The attack on Iraq was based entirely on lies that Secretary of State Colin Powell delivered at the UN. And as the former Secretary of State himself has denounced the lies and made an apology for having told them, claiming that he did not know that the President of the United States had sent him out to tell lies to the world. I think that's when American power essentially ended, because no one any longer believes whatever Washington says.
Okay.
They've lost their credibility and their prestige. And this does not mean, however, that they've lost their military power.
Okay, former Assistant Secretary of U.S. Treasury Paul Craig Roberts there joining us via Skype from Georgia. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.